Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to a special edition of the Football Writers Podcast, featuring me, Mike Calvin, Miguel Delaney of The Independent, and Adrian Clark, the tactical analyst. It wasn't the greatest goal Cristiano Ronaldo has scored. It was a tap-in at the far post from about 8 inches against Dynamo Kiev. But it was the 750th of his career. It was also the 71st Champions League goal of his career, which puts him one ahead of a certain Lionel Messi. They're destined to be forever mentioned in the same breath and are due to play against one another, perhaps for the last time, in Barcelona next Tuesday. So, who's best? We've chosen 10 areas of influence and we'll score them boxing style as we go along. First off, head-to-head competition. Messi has won 16 of their 34 face-offs, Ronaldo 9. Should we read anything into that, Migs?
Yeah, to a certain degree. Because I think if you zoom out as well, I mean, one of those games was in a Champions League final, another one was a Champions League semi-final, when I suppose, one obviously Messi at that peak Barcelona with Guardiola against United and then Real Madrid. But I think just as relevant to that is when they've been in direct head-to-head in a domestic competition, because obviously cups have so much more swirling around them and a lot more nuances. But they went direct head-to-head in leagues, Messi has wiped the floor with them. He's won so many more leagues, and that ties into those more wins in league games.
Because when you look at it, Aid, relatively similar in terms of goals scored, 21-18 in favour of Messi. What surprised me looking through the stats was that in terms of assists, when they've been playing against one another, Messi has assisted in 12 goals and Ronaldo only one.
It's remarkable, isn't it? It's almost as if he's been so focused on being the hero, being the one to put the ball into the back of the net that the other side of his game hasn't functioned as well. It's a strange stat because Ronaldo does make goals, obviously not as many as Lionel Messi. I just think, as well as winning the games, I think that Messi in those Clasicos, which is mainly what we're talking about, has produced more memorable performances. I think I remember one, a couple at the Bernabeu, especially where he scored a couple of great goals. There was one in a 3-2. There was a 3-2 win at the Bernabeu where he scored a couple. I think one of them was his 500th goal. Champions League meeting in 2011, went to the Bernabeu and scored the second goal in a 2-0 win. I just remember Messi moments against Ronaldo more than the other way around. Although there was that one celebration where Ronaldo was at the Nou Camp and told the fans to calm down after he'd run through and rounded the keeper. That was good from Ronaldo. But for me, Messi shades it when they've been on the pitch together.
Yeah, I think we're probably all in agreement there that Messi shades that one. What about goals? I mentioned in the intro there that Ronaldo has scored his 750th goal. I don't know if you saw his Twitter feed. Oh, blimey. I'll give you a flavour of it. 750 goals, 750 happy moments, 750 smiles in the faces of our supporters. Yada, yada, yada. It was just like, oh, my God, look at me, boys. You know, when you look at it, Messi, 884 appearances, 711 goals, if my stats are right. He obviously also had a slower start in terms of developing. What do you think, Megs? Who should we look at in this one?
Well, I think this is one of those issues that really points to the difference between the players, in that while Messi obviously has a superb goal return, it's only one part of his game. Whereas, especially from around 2007 on, Ronaldo became almost solely defined by goals, to the point he tried to hone everything in his game around him, adjusted his game to be put in that position, and he even adjusted where he's placed in the team as well. I mean, you can even see it in his migration of position, where he's gone from a winger now right into almost someone who is the kind of ultimate centre forward. So from this perspective, you've got to go with Ronaldo, but it's almost by design.
Yeah, he still is, to be fair to Ronaldo, the only player in history to have scored 60 or more goals in a calendar year four times, which takes some doing.
It's just...
What do you think, eh?
Oh, it's just amazing. They're mind-boggling numbers. They're two of the greatest goal scorers of all time, yet they're not strikers. That's what amazes me. Messi is your luxury sort of classic 10, really, isn't he? Or as a false nine. And Ronaldo spent much of his career as a fancy down winger before reinventing himself as a striker of sorts. But even then, he's not your traditional number nine. So it's just... It is staggeringly good. When you consider Maradona, who obviously we've just been paying tributes to Diego, unbelievable career, a long career, club goals, 312. You know, it's a long, long way off still of these two. So, yeah, for me, I can't split them when it comes to goal scoring. They're just as sensational as one another.
Yeah, I hear on the grapevine that Ronaldo bases himself on you as a younger player, mate, but we'll see.
he clearly didn't watch me. Yeah.
what about the clubs that they represented? Obviously, Messi's a one-club man with Barca. Ronaldo, his progress, Sporting Lisbon, Man United, Real Madrid, now at Juventus. Does that show a certain adaptability?
I think it's to Ronaldo's credit that he's moved around, but I've never really bought into this argument that it's any way negative on Messi that he hasn't gone anywhere else. I mean, ultimately, I suppose it comes down to kind of young players adjusting, and then after that, once they reach a certain level, it's kind of irrelevant where they go. Especially when you look at the clubs they've gone to. I mean, Ronaldo's not exactly testing his ability by going to a Juventus side who are streets ahead of the rest of Italy in terms of finances, and when he went there, in terms of how many leagues they've won in a row. So I've always seen that as less of a factor, I have to say. And also, I'm not sure we should necessarily be punishing players for longevity in that place or for loyalty to a club, which, as we know, is kind of increasingly uncommon in football today, which is one extra element to Messi's controversial summer.
What about Ronaldo, though, in terms of his ability to drag his club or his team with him on the biggest occasions and respond to those occasions? Does that tie into it in any way?
Yeah, well, he has, hasn't he? I mean, that much is fair to say, although Juventus, he was signed by Juventus to win the Champions League, and unfortunately for them, that hasn't materialised yet, has it? And maybe it won't, really, looking at the way they're performing under Pirlo. So yeah, no, he deserves credit for adapting and for being just as brilliant no matter where he's been. I mean, he's so good. And I also think that he's gone into different environments, different dressing rooms, worked with different coaches. And really, it's the same Ronaldo on the pitch. We haven't seen a great difference. He hasn't been influenced greatly by the coaches that he's worked with. He's just brought his game to them and continued with such a fantastic output. I agree with Mig. You can't punish Messi for staying at one club. But at the same time, we'll never know, will we, probably, how well he would have adapted to being outside of his comfort zone. And there's no doubt that Barca is Messi's comfort zone. He runs the club, doesn't he? It's his it's his baby. So I am going to punish Lionel Messi for that. So because of his adaptability, I'm just siding with Ronaldo on points in this section.
Yeah, me too on that sheet. What about their effectiveness for their respective countries? Migs, let's stay with Ronaldo if we could. He's become Portugal's touchstone, hasn't he?
Yeah, totally. And to the point now, I mean, in relation to the goals, and this kind of sums up another issue. He will play, there's no issue of him looking to step out of friendlies or anything like that. He's playing absolutely every game he can for Portugal to try and hammer that record. But again, and that does, you know, illustrate the shades of grey in this argument. I mean, the one thing that will always hang over it is that ultimately Ronaldo has an international trophy and Messi doesn't. But I mean, I wrote this on the night of the Euro 2016 final, and I was at a lot of these games and tournaments. 2014 World Cup, I was at the Copa America 2015, which really Argentina should have won, and then obviously Euro 2016 and that final. And like, it does ultimately come had to, if Ed Ayer doesn't take that, what was ultimately a bit of a wild card shot of a goal, or if Higuain scores in 2014 or 2015, then it's just reversed. And in that, I think their international careers have kind of been fairly similar. I mean, Messi was exceptional in the Copa America 2015 that I went to. He was on another plane, to the point that Chile put four players around him in the final, you know, tried to completely shuttle him out. The World Cup has always been a bit of an odd one in the sense, I think he started very well, then he became quite constrained, and Argentina suffered injury issues. But, I mean, despite the trophy, I'm scoring this level.
Yeah, actually, personal curiosity here, Migs. I've never seen Messi play in South America. What is the mood around him like when he does so?
Oh, it was hysteria as well, I thought. I mean, I suppose we've all been attuned to this kind of wider debate about Argentina and Messi and his relationship with his country. But it's no, I mean, from what I remember, from seeing him in Brazil, then seeing him in Chile, and then when I was in Argentina 2 years ago, for the Copa Libertadores, it never happened. I mean, he's not quite Maradona level, given what we've seen over the last week, but there's still this huge fascination, obsession, hysteria with someone they consider the best player in the world. I think this came across in 2015 especially. I mean, I was based in Chile for that, obviously the home country for that tournament, and just he was everywhere. And in the build-up to the final in particular, just everything was about Messi and how you stop him, how Sampaoli's going to come up with something. And yeah, it's almost a bit more, obviously in Europe it's been much more of a duopoly between the two of them. In South America, it feels much more singular, where it's solely about Messi.
Yeah, and I suppose we have to put into context, don't we, with Messi in this section in particular, the pressure of playing for a nation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's had a lot of weight of expectancy on his shoulders, and it hasn't always been easy. And I think he's by and large been brilliant for Argentina. Obviously, not everything's gone his way. He hasn't been part of an Argentina team that's been good enough ultimately to win tournaments. I mean, defensively, they've come up short, haven't they? He did win Olympic gold, remember? So does that count as an international trophy? I don't know. Probably not. But yeah, I think that Messi, we shouldn't underplay Messi's contributions for his country. They've still been very, very special. It's just that Ronaldo is up there. He scored in 10 major tournaments. He's been the captain for over 12 years now. And remember Portugal. He's taken Portugal into two Euro finals, won one of them. Portugal weren't very good, really, in either of those competitions. So for me, he has to edge it, Ronaldo, this category. But that's not to say Messi's been a failure for Argentina.
What about the respective physical attributes, Migs? You know, Messi, we've become accustomed to talking about his very low centre of gravity and that core strength. He does look diminutive, doesn't he? Do you think overall Ronaldo is the better physical specimen?
Yeah, in that sense, I suppose. I mean, the husband just comes down.
It's a taste thing, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for a magazine front, you know?
Who's to say that, you know, a little skinny guy is not, he's not the, you know, he's not, but he's perfectly made for football, isn't he, Messi? But yeah, I'll let Mig talk.
we're getting into debates about genetics and all this sort of thing now, aren't we? There's no question that Ronaldo, I mean, he's built like a Greek god, and has made sure he's built like that. I mean, I think from everything you hear, he's someone that's absolutely obsessed with his physical appearance, his fitness, and the whole image given off. I mean, Messi, I think he has transformed in that way as well. I think early in his career, even when he had his first true kind of, you know, historic class season in 2008-09, he was still this kind of a little bit of a kind of a scrawnier kid. And then by the time he really entered those peak years, which would have been kind of from 2010, 11 on, I'd say, you could see he was more powerfully built. And it almost produced a difference in how he strikes the ball. I think we started from someone that started to go from like a lot of goals where he kind of placed the pass to keeper. Then he was into a situation where he was picking it up and then smashing it into the top corner from 20 yards. And this happened much more in his career. So I think he did evolve as well, but didn't have the evolution that Ronaldo did in that regard. But then I know we're going to come on to this. I do think that their different body shapes has had a really profound effect on what they can do with a football, which is what it should really come down to. And with Ronaldo in that regard, I think it's mostly given him a benefit in terms of his aerial prowess. And I mean, I mean, how many famous photos of them are there now of Ronaldo kind of rising above a defence to smash in a header or score a bicycle kick? And that's the greatest effect on that.
Yeah, going to your point about his, you know, how assiduous he is in personal preparation. I remember talking to Paul Clement, who was almost incredulous that when he was at Real Madrid, you'd always get Ronaldo on the private plane home after a European game, trying to get other players to go with him to his personal gym. Immediately, they got off the plane in Madrid at like 4 a.m. to go and have an ice bath. You know, that type of obsession does pay dividends, doesn't it?
Mind you, I heard a story from someone at Madrid who were talking about, obviously, Ronaldo has had a few fitness issues, not least with his knee. And to be fair, for him to keep going despite those issues at this point in his career is absolutely remarkable. It's to his credit. But someone at Madrid, apparently, Ronaldo, after training, he'd asked for a bucket of ice. And this person at Madrid, obviously thinking that it was for his knees or whatever. Oh, of course, yeah, I'll get that for you straight away. What he actually wanted it for was to splash on his face after training so it would look better on camera.
Oh, what a scurrilous rumour, but I like it.
Yeah, it's a waste of good ice for a gin and tonic, that one, I would have thought, but there we are.
All I'll say on the physical specimen, I think they're built for their own games, aren't they? But, you know, Messi couldn't build himself up too much, even though he did, Mig's right, he did strengthen up, and I think he had to just to deal with the physicality that became inevitable from defenders. He needed to be able to bounce off them. He couldn't have Ronaldo's physique and produce the magic that he does, and Ronaldo wouldn't be able to produce those 20-foot leaps into the air without such work, you know, behind the scenes. So, yeah, for me, their physiques are perfect for their own games, and I can't split them.
What about, you know, into the next section, looking at almost their character? Hey, can you start with this one? You know, we do laugh at Ronaldo being self-centred, and Miggs's story actually bears that out. I noticed, again, his infamous Twitter feed was plugging his Legend shampoo the other day. Mm. Should we take that seriously? Because, you know, OK, he might have a well-developed ego, but that doesn't really affect him as a footballer, does it?
No, look, and he's fitted. He's never really caused any problems, has he, behind the scenes? He's fitted in with players that he's worked with. Good friend of mine, helped to make the Ronaldo documentary movie. And he got to hang out with Ronaldo for a long, long time. And my friend is, you know, he would tell me if he was a nightmare or not. And he said he was an absolute gent. He said he was very, very accommodating and friendly and personable. And yeah, he just thought he was a very rounded person that had been well brought up by his mother in particular. So no, I think he's a good guy, even though we can laugh at him and laugh at his posing, because he is a poser, isn't he? But he needs to be the alpha male, Ronaldo. I think that much is clear. But Messi, in his own quieter way, also needs that. He needs to be the main man. He has to have freedom to play how he wants to play, and others need to fit around him. And managers and coaches have to sort of accept what he wants. So they're both strong personalities. The reason I can't split them in terms of their characters and their psyche and psychology is because they have delivered under pressure for how long? I mean, 10 to 15 years now, isn't it? It's just ridiculous. They both have sensational mental strength. They have to, because living in the world, imagine living in Ronaldo's world, imagine being Messi, to have to put up with all of that and to still be as good and as consistent as they are on the pitch is just crazy. And off the pitch, really, apart from the odd little little bit that you hear about here and there off the pitch, that they've been pretty clean living, haven't they? So there's not too much dirt on these guys. I think they've been model professionals, yeah, on and off the pitch.
But Messi, Migs, does use his political power ruthlessly, doesn't he?
I'm not sure you'd say ruthlessly. I'd say it's, from what I've heard from people in Barcelona, some of whom have played with him, is that he's quite quiet in that thing, but he will assert his influence when he feels it's required, which obviously in the last few years has only grown the necessity to do so. And that he can be a little bit political in that way, but it's never outstated. Probably Ronaldo is probably a more outwardly influential figure in a dressing room that way, and will assert his power more. I mean, like when Sarri was in charge of Juventus, there were these stories about Ronaldo kicking a ball away at training, basically saying, like openly saying, "This is shit." which I don't think Messi would be. He wouldn't make his displeasure known to that degree, but it would be in a quieter sense. But then I agree with Aid. I mean, this is ultimately about, it's at least 12, 13 years of them being at a top level, whatever about when they were growing as players, and just that relentlessness. And it's something that's actually come up, I suppose, more, with the older discussion about Maradona, in that, and I suppose as much as anything, this points to the difference between the modern game and the game in the 80s, in that it's actually impossible to think of what Messi or Ronaldo will be like in Maradona's world and what Maradona might be like in Messi and Ronaldo's world. And that they do typify them, and are why they're such examples as well, the modern pro, in that they're just, their game, their careers feel almost hermetically sealed compared to the greats of the past. But that is partly because of their own psychologies as well.
We'll get into their technique in a minute, but I just want to dwell first on their team play. Who do you think gives more to the group, Aid?
It's a good question. In terms of what, off the ball work or you know, unselfishness?
Yeah, off the ball, but also contribution to the collective effort, I suppose.
Well, it's difficult to tell, isn't it? Because we're not there in the dressing room. You know, you've heard of Messi being sort of having one or two close friends within the dressing room and then being quite aloof from the others. And Ronaldo, clearly a bit more social. So maybe Ronaldo has a slight edge there. I think he's been a pretty popular player, I think, with his teammates who have always looked up to him. I think on the pitch, you couldn't describe it. This is their weakness. You couldn't describe either of them as team players, really. They're not tracking back, are they, into the left-back position that regularly to make a sliding tackle. They're not grafting. They're not necessarily screaming or shouting or even trying to rouse their team that much. I mean, they do it, but that's not really their thing. So I think this is their weakest category. I've got them down as level, but neither, you know, neither are scoring 10 if we're going down the boxing score route.
Yeah, well, you know, I use an old scout's trick occasionally watching Messi, because when you just concentrate only on watching him and almost ignoring the rest of the game, it's a fascinating almost character study, because, you know, you get Messi where you can see the brain moving and then the body follows.
Yeah. He walks around a lot thinking.
Well, exactly. There's times where you look at him and you think, well, you know, you're probably mentally making a supermarket checklist. You know, I need some fish fingers tonight or whatever. that sort of contribution, Migs, should we look beyond that? Because presumably it's all about the end product, isn't it?
Yeah, and I suppose this is something, again, that's altered as both players got older as well. They've had to adapt their game to their fitness, to their conditions. And with Messi, especially in the last few years, there's been the sense of him kind of almost trying to save his energy for when he really needs it, and when he can do the most damage, which I think, given what that damage can be, everyone can accept. In terms of kind of walking around, there was always that theory about Messi that he, and why he hadn't scored in the first 2 minutes of games, because he spent those 2 minutes just sizing up the opposition and realising, you know, where the holes were, what he could do, which I think is in itself is quite fascinating. But I do think, in terms of the overall subject here, I think Messi's become less of a team player in that regard in the last few years, whereas for a lot of his career, he was almost, I don't want to say the ultimate team player, but it always felt, and again, this is possibly a consequence of the team he was in, but Messi was a much more integrated part of Barcelona, particularly when it was kind of the Guardiola's Barcelona, or in 2015. Like, he was just, you know, a central part of the whole. Whereas Ronaldo's always been a bit more detached in that regard. And it has been someone who's kind of like just a figure in the team that everyone else has to play towards. Again, that's changed with Messi in the last few years. And he's become much more like Ronaldo in that regard. But with Ronaldo, I mean, I don't think you could play, say, Pep Guardiola's football to anywhere like the same degree if you had Ronaldo in that team, because of the service he demands and everything to be kind of focused towards him. That isn't to say, of course, that they wouldn't be hugely successful at Ronaldo, but there would be a difference. And I think it does point to Ronaldo's always been that bit more of an individualist.
What about technique, Aid? Is Messi more instinctive?
Yeah, he's just natural, isn't he? He's a genius, in my opinion, with the football. He's just a pleasure to watch. I'm sure we all agree on that. He's got more finesse. He's got better balance. He's a better dribbler. He's got quicker feet. He's got a wider range of finishes. He's better at free kicks. I think that technique, even though it feels like he doesn't work on it, and he must work on it, Lionel Messi, you don't get that good by not practicing. I think it just comes easier to him. Ronaldo deserves massive credit for getting the most out of his ability, which is obviously phenomenal, but it's not as good ability wise as Lionel Messi. You imagine it's robotic repetition from Ronaldo, headers, powerful shots, movements. He's a self-made player, whereas Messi was born this way. He was born with that brilliant technique.
Well, if we're coming down to what football ability is all about, really, we're getting right down to the fundamentals, the root of it, and it's basic ball control and manipulation of the ball, which is, again, something that's come up with all the celebration of Maradona the last few weeks. But Messi's just streets ahead of Ronaldo. And I think that this is where the issue of their physical prowess or physical capacity is so relevant, because Messi's body is better suited to being a pure footballer in that way. Like, I mean, obviously, compared to 99.9% of players in history, Ronaldo has much better ball control, is so sleek with it. But compared to Messi or Maradona, Ronaldo does look much clunkier with the ball than those two. And you almost because of his body size, you're never really going to see Ronaldo kind of, you know, so fluidly run with the ball in the way you do. Ronaldo or Messi, Messi or Maradona, they're just different in that way. But I just do think, and this is one area where I've always put Messi streets ahead in terms of just basic manipulation of the football and the ball almost feeling an extension of them. I've always thought Messi's just so far ahead, and it can do more with a ball, and more Ronaldo's manipulation of the ball is based on power rather than control.
What about the trophies that they've won? Combined 64, Messi 34, Ronaldo 30. Is that as relevant as, I don't know, Ballon d'Or awards? I think that's 6-5 to Messi.
Yeah, I don't really like Ballon d'Or awards either, really. I mean, it's become too much of an obsession for these players, particularly Ronaldo. I mean, that was the theme of that Ronaldo movie, is just thirst to win the Ballon d'Or. It was, everything was geared around that for a whole season. And I don't really like that in a team game, which is what football's about. No, I don't think the trophies matter. You're only as good as the teams around you. I can't split them on this. Obviously, international silverware, Ronaldo pips it, but Messi, club level. So they're both inspirational leaders. They've both been the talisman for great teams under different managers. Yeah, they're just natural born winners, pair of them.
Yeah, which basically brings us on to our last section. Who compares in the Hall of Fame? Now, I know that's pretty much an impossible question because of different cultures, different generations, different times. There are two, as I see it, separate arguments here, and I'll pose each argument to each of you individually, if I may. Putting you on notice, Aid, I'd like you to compare Cristiano Ronaldo to the Brazilian Ronaldo.
Okay.
And with you, Migs, pick a winner between Messi and Maradona.
Okay.
Well, I'll go first then, shall I? I think that Cristiano Ronaldo does eclipse the original Ronaldo just because of the longevity, being able to produce the match-winning brilliance over and over and over again for all those years. I think peak Ronaldo was better to watch than Cristiano, and what he was just unstoppable for those sort of 2 or 3 years where he was just on a different level. But you have to look at the careers as a whole and say that Cristiano has been able to sustain the output over a significantly longer period of time. And the bottom line is, Brazilian Ronaldo had more ability, more natural talent, but he didn't have that mental capacity to keep pushing himself to improve year on year on year, day on day on day. Ronaldo's obsession with improvement and personal attainment has taken him to a level where he has to be in the top 3 or 4 of all time. Ronaldo could have been, but unfortunately, he's probably just too chilled out, and other factors, injuries, of course, played a part. So yeah, if he'd have had his mindset, the Brazilian Ronaldo, he could have matched him, but unfortunately, he didn't.
What do you think, Migs? Solve the Argentine conundrum.
Well, funny, I mean, a lot of the kind of factors that Aid touched on there are equally attributable to Messi against Maradona. And it's almost one of the things with the careers of Messi and Ronaldo here. They've won so much more than the other two. But to a certain degree, it almost feels because of that and because of the teams they've been at, it doesn't emotionally mean as much as the trophies that Maradona or the Brazilian Ronaldo won. And that's one thing about it as well. And I think this almost comes down to the eras they were in. So and also about the control, about how they play. So much about, like, Maradona, when you watch all those images, it's all about emotion. With Messi, it all feels so much more clinical. And that almost applies to the way they control the ball, whereas this kind of fluidity and exhibitionism about how Maradona plays, where there's always a bit of theatre. Whereas with Messi, it's almost like he's so close to perfection that every touch is minimalist. There's no extra elaboration there. He'll always take... I mean, let's not go too far here. I think Maradona was... I mean, he was by no means a wasteful player. He was extremely efficient. But even Messi takes that efficiency to the next level. And a classic example I always think of in this regard is Messi's goal against Bayern Munich, the one where he kind of spun Jerome Boateng. That's two touches, basically. And it is all about, he'll just do the minimum possible. But because he has maximum ability, he can really make that count. And it's why I think Maradona's almost just as a pure player was maybe fractionally ahead of Messi in terms of what he could do with a football, but Messi did more with it, and some of that is because of the different eras they're in. I mean, if we want to be blunt about it, it's not like Messi was at the peak of his career going on 4-day cocaine binges, which as we know from the Maradona documentary was what he was doing in those years in Napoli. But Messi ultimately made more of himself, and I think it's why I'd have Messi ahead. And as to the overall debate, I mean, this might be a bit harsh on Cristiano or even Brazilian Ronaldo, but I'd always have Messi now in that kind of ultra immortal plane of Maradona and Pele and Di Stefano, and I'd have Ronaldo on the plane just below with Brazilian Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've reached the moment of truth here then, obviously, and that set that up really nicely, Migs, thank you. What's on the judges' scorecard? Aid, can you take the lead on that one? Who do you think wins the argument?
Well, for me, I've done it section by section, and I've got Messi beating Ronaldo 97-96 on the boxing scorecard. I have to say that I think the gap is wider than 1 point. But when you break down what Ronaldo brings to the table and how good he is at various aspects, they're close. But when I use my eyes, I believe that Lionel Messi is at a higher level than Cristiano Ronaldo and always has been. So for me, Messi is the greatest of all time. Ronaldo is top five.
And what about you, Migs?
My results actually end up kind of reflecting what Aid wanted his to say. I've been a little bit more mean in terms of points, though. Maybe a bit too harsh. But I've ended up with Ronaldo 90 and Messi 94.
Right. That's some difference, isn't it? Because, you know, I think it's probably a little tighter, and it was always going to be tight, wasn't it? You know, I give Messi the edge, 96, about 94 is probably going to be the Ronaldo one. I almost gave him an extra point, but like you, I was a bit mean. I think if you think about this debate, they're really different in character. You know, they even promote different kit companies, don't they? But they each have many of the hallmarks of greatness, and I think we should be grateful for that. What do you think, listeners? You know, this is the sort of argument that can ruin friendships. I think Migs and I and Adrian are still best mates, but let's hope so. Thanks to you for joining us here on the Football Writers Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.